the Kenai Writer's Almanac for Friday, September 29th, 2017. It was in this month, in September 1904, that the Northern Packing Company received the first U.S. private land title in Kenai. Northern Packing of San Francisco built the cannery near the mouth of the Kenai River. The cannery operated through the 1891 season and merged with the Alaska Packers Association in 1893. Between the time Alaska was purchased from Russia in 1867 and about 1900, there were no federally recognized legal titles to land in Alaska. With more commercial interests and people moving to the territory, land disputes were starting to occur. On the Kenai Peninsula in 1903, the government set the boundaries of the Kenai National Moose Range, later renamed the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. The government then opened areas of the Western Peninsula for private ownership. Commercial interests were the first to file. Along with Northern Packing was Nautilus Fishing and Mining in 1908, Northwest Fisheries in 1918, and Libby, McNeil, and Libby in 1925. Kenai Joe filed for a land title in 1929 for what became the Bar in Kenai. The Russian Orthodox Church applied for a land title in Kenai in 1909. The first private people to file for land titles under the Homesteading Act in the Kenai area were Ray Forsyth in 1915, John Moose Meat Hedberg in 1917, and Harry Lassley in 1925. Hedberg's Cabin was the original visitor center in Kenai and later became the Kenai Chamber of Commerce office. It still sits in Old Town Kenai, across the parking lot from the Kenai Visitors and Cultural Center. Here's a poem for today by Gay Lorraine of Kenai, titled Shifting Seasons. Storm clouds growing, inlet waters churning, beach sands shifting. Will summer walks soon end? Rain pours from a dark sky, forcing wildflower petals to drop. Slender green sticks turn upward and dance in the wind without color. Is winter on its way? I dust off old manuscripts, reading words written long ago. As I arrange the words and papers, I understand that summer is gone. The writing season has begun. That's Shifting Seasons, a poem by Gay Lorraine, used by permission here on the Kenai Writer's Almanac. Here's another poem, The Morning Commute, by Marilyn Wheelis of Kenai. There is, out there somewhere, a sunrise. Today the clouds overhead are gray flannel, stretched nearly to the edge of vision, but there, along the rim, are piles of whipped cream, turning gold with streaks of blue sky layered between. Like blinking eyes on a cat, the commuter plane makes its lonely way, a homing pigeon of the skies, finding its matching lights on the ground and lining them up. The other cars pass as I slow to turn, each with its morning commuter, oblivious to the sunrise gilded in white, gold, and blue, hurrying on their way, hoping not to be late for work or school or that doctor's appointment where their physician will give them good news or bad. I turn away from the busy lanes of traffic and follow the road to the bluff where I can sit for a moment and appreciate the sunrise before I must continue my own morning commute. That was Morning Commute by Marilyn Wheelis of Kenai. Used by permission here on the Kenai Writer's Almanac, supported by you, the members of KDLL 91.9 FM, public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. Be good, do great work, and let us hear from you.